Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Yeah, Josh asked for it. I delivered it. So that's
kind of like a roller coaster, wasn't it?
Little L.A. La La Land flavor to it that I did not ask for. But can we, just for Rob's sake, can we roll the 30-second version? Do you have access? I know you put the whole thing together on short notice. Because like all things I do with Josh, I do them like 10 minutes before the show starts.
That's a good plan.
I'm running around. What's that?
That's a good plan. I like the way I'm guessing the first segment is Josh is doing, because that sounds like the think music on a serious game
show.
Yeah,
that was like that was like the default music that came with that countdown I was building.
Right. And then it's very easy to tell when Mike's part starts.
Well, the thing I did, it's only 30 seconds.
Would you like to hear it again?
I would, more than anything in the world.
Well, you better not get happy, but if your day is crappy, it's the Mike O'Mara Show. Other shows may be richer, but this legendary bitcher is all you really need to know. You've been waiting for a while. Now it's time for you to smile. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Clearly, the ending is the best part. Was it hard to get Carla to sing
it? What do you mean the ending is the best part?
That part, that na 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 na.
Look, get ready for multiple iterations. This is where, and by the way, the opening of the show, just to enlighten me, all right? So the nerve center of our video production is in St. Augustine, Florida, where Josh is. Josh, do you play your part and then Rob comes in with the... How are ya? Is that how that works?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we've got to fix that, because that's where it kind of like gets disjointed. And I'm not sure exactly how to do that. I wanted to kind of blend it a little bit.
I can do it absolutely tighter, but it was the first time I'd heard the element.
Yeah,
and
it's always been kind of a delay.
When we post it to audio.
Wait till you get back home.
But when we post the audio, we want a clean start. The audio doesn't start with the thing.
Yeah,
the audio starts with the how are you?
What's the thing?
The Newtown countdown.
And I don't like the new countdown has to be, Josh just did that at the last minute.
We'll
figure it out. I mean, here's the thing that I was delighted that I was not looking at a bald cartoon of me.
Well, that's why I quickly, that's why yesterday I made the pink countdown. Just simple countdown to get rid of cartoon you.
Yeah. Do you like the song, Rob? You're kind of smirking like maybe
I
you
do.
Don't.
Well, no, Mike, keep in mind, you developed it. Even Josh had a listen ahead of me. That was the first time I was hearing it.
I don't even think we told Rob it was coming.
Hey, Scoob, we literally have been on the show for 1 minute. Lots of talking over each other today.
Was that better, Scoob?
I just, I just sometimes don't need the commentary like that at the beginning.
It's lunchtime. He probably hasn't had lunch yet.
Maybe he's cranky. Maybe he's hangry. That's what it is. And by the way, late taping today due to moi, because... I had to go to...
you were composing.
I was composing after I got back home, but I got back. Happiness is two needles in the shoulder. That's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. And time will tell. I don't know. Josh,
well, is it normally?
Josh might be able to answer that, because I don't know. Is it about a 24-hour thing?
It was about 24
before?
Hours. When
about
I got it done, it didn't instantly, but... The next day I noticed, there's nothing there anymore.
Okay, well then I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I think I'm going to be okay. I think it's going to work out. But this is my now going away, my favorite medical office. This is a phone call yesterday morning, followed by an appointment at 9 a.m. And by the way, if you want to like, if you want a hack for the medical community, tell doctors to go F themselves. Doctors should not be part of it in any way. It should be PAs, physicians' assistants, and NPs, nurse practitioners. If you avoid the degrees on the wall, you'll be able to get medical care that's probably just as good, if not better. And this was not only a phone call to an office where I got right through, but an immediate appointment the day after. And I,
how do you
I just,
do that? Is it because you're a regular? Because I try to get just something with my GP, and it's like 9 months out.
I wish I could
out.
Tell you. They've changed, I think, their operations, just like my gut doctor has changed to a new service that is absolutely the worst. By the way, I get a call from that office. They did a procedure on you 7 years ago. How about a follow-up? First of all, thanks for the timely notice.
Yeah.
And then because, you know, I had my gut issues a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, and I'm like, oh, well, this is a good time to talk to this person, find out what's going on. They called me. I call them back, and I get a lady on the phone that says, you are not a patient. You're not a new patient. Or, no, you are now a new patient. I'm like, no, I'm not a new patient.
So what, it's like a reset?
It's like she latches on to the fact that I'm going to be a new patient. And I said, if I'm a new patient, how come you called me and told me that the doctor in question did a procedure on me?
She doesn't care.
She could care less. She's rude.
She doesn't care.
She's nasty. Yeah. And then they get done with this, and I wanted to ask a couple of questions of the other doctor, because they, after all that, they say, you know, we have something on April 16th. And I'm like, I'd like to see the person sooner
than later.
Pay
your taxes and then come on over.
Now, what I have to do is find a PA in that office, and then I'll be fine. Problem is, I'm trying to see a doctor. And doctors don't do diddly anymore, except when it comes to, you know, walking in, like if it's a surgeon,
well,
they're going to do
the
surgery.
Well, I will say, I'll quote Elvis's manager. They asked after after Elvis died, Tom Parker, what are you doing now? He says, well, Elvis is gone, but I'm still here to grab the big checks. And that's what the doctors do. They grab them big checks. They love
And they open up like three or four practices. So then it ends up being the one that you go to, they're only at once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not cool. It's just not a cool situation. So in any event, I zoomed in for no reason whatsoever.
I wondered what was that about.
I don't know.
I thought you were going to show something on your face.
That's another change that'll be coming sooner than later. This thing is a piece of crap.
It's a great camera. You look so good.
It is not a great camera. It is not great,
you know what, Mike?
Rob, it is not great.
Well,
everything is,
if you look at your face, well, Mike, I can give you a list of things that aren't great.
I know,
but right now you look good.
Oh God, lean on that again. No, great, 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 great. It's not. It's a pain in the ass, and it won't communicate with me. That's what's driving me nuts.
Josh, how do you think he looks, though? How do you think Mike looks?
This camera is better than the last one.
See? As far as the actual focus of the camera. But, you know, we're trying in 2026 to just tweak and, you know, make things a little better. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the ratings show, we're doing a super job of it.
Charlie is a 50.
You just need a physical remote is what you need.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Why don't they send that with the frickin' camera anyway?
It's an upcharge, Mike.
Yeah, why do it when you can do it? I would love to know. When things do things automatically without you asking to do it, I'd just love to know how that works. Like having a camera that, through no business of your own, decides to zoom in on your face,
making
your head feel the whole screen. It's just weird.
I nearly voided last night because one of the things I'm doing is clearing out my Uncle Bruce's electronic files so we can donate his computers, right?
Yeah.
And so I had to zero it out, and you go to the factory reset, and it says, this may take a while. So I said, okay, so I go to bed, and I fall asleep, and about 11 o'clock I hear, in my room, okay, ready to get started?
All right,
and
here I'm it like, is. I agree with P.D. Sway, who says, Josh looks clear, Rob and Mike a little fuzzy, and I have a punchy color. I totally agree. Rob is blurry. I am blurry. Josh is not.
Well, Josh is always
Rob, try just for a second to really think about your image and tell me if you think it's sharp.
Mike, my camera is arriving today, according to the U.S. Post Office.
Oh, okay. Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't know he was coming.
Yeah.
He doesn't count. I am fuzzy. That's exactly how I would describe it, too. And I try now.
Well, that's how you are in real life.
That I'm fuzzy. I have a fuzzy image. Look, all I did was put a little Vaseline on the lounge.
And
Scoob,
your face.
You are a scab picker, and I am pissed off at you already. So stop it. And I'm engaging too much with the comments.
Yes.
God damn it. I'm testy today.
On my screen, you look pretty sharp, Mike.
On a positive note, even though I'm still hurting, I will tell you this, that this guy, Cesar, who is the PA for the pain doctor that I go to, just to go in and he says, we'll do an injection. And then bingo bango. And now they got new technology where they just put a little iPad up on the table and put a patch on me. And bingo, there are the muscles in my shoulder. It's just so, yeah. It's every day. There's something new and exciting. So it's very cool. They don't have to do the whole big sonogram thing. It's just amazing.
Do you still get the finger test?
What's that? You mean up my ass?
Yeah, just to be sure.
Well, that's done by iPad also.
Oh, no. You want a phone for that.
But yeah, same thing last time I went
for
my shoulder.
Your visual assessment is accurate, but just like yesterday, the audio does not align with your mouth movements.
That's their processor's fault.
That's a lie.
Well, then why am I seeing your mouth perfectly synced up?
Yeah. Your mouth looks good to me.
Well, I will review the video today.
Okay.
And see if it matches up. I think that it's really going to.
I hate when you do that. Please don't do that. I
can't help myself.
So you know what you are? You're picking a scab right now.
Back to the doc.
Yeah.
And then needle in the front, needle in the back, and I'll let you know. But it's just, to me, that's real doctoring, okay?
Yeah.
That, to me, is just going into a place and kind of getting fixed. And I if it works, it works. If it doesn't, no big whoop. But, I mean, now, it's just kind of
cool. The injection is what?
It's a needle that's about that long.
No, I'm talking first about the ingredient. What's in the syringe? Is it steroids?
Heroin.
Mike, you're being silly. Is it steroids?
No, I don't know. How the hell? I'm not a doctor. It's like some sort of a steroid.
Okay.
Steroidal compound.
And I'm sure it is a big needle. How painful is it? Because, you know,
it's
standard
needles.
It's not painful.
It's hardly painful at all.
That's good.
It's hardly painful at all.
Does Cesar say you're going to feel a little pressure?
The front where the muscle is a little closer to... Mike's got a real nice mouth. I have to ignore
Reese,
the comments today.
You're right. He does.
Reese is funny. I think it's a cortisone shot.
Yeah, something like that.
That's what it was for me.
Which is a steroid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't cortisone
a
steroid?
My injection when I had a sore shoulder was whole milk. Just right into the shoulder.
You've gotten injections before, haven't you?
Sure, yeah.
You get a steroid injection?
I have had a steroid injection, yeah.
Where?
In my eye. No, I think it went into my my leg. I think it was a hip thing.
You think?
Mike, I've had a lot of stuff done. I don't remember precisely.
Do you engage in like your medical
Mike,
procedures?
Do you engage
like, you
enough?
Remember?
Like, do you remember what was put in you yesterday? Oh, I don't know, some sort of steroid. So yeah, you're engaged too.
No, dude, I'm asking you where they gave you a needle. I could tell you where all my needles have been. They've been in my back, they've been in my wrist, and they've been in my shoulder. They put it in your leg. Now was that a steroid or was it sucking fluid out?
No, it was not a withdrawal, if that's what you mean. Maybe thinking on it, maybe I have not had a steroid shot.
Okay.
But I've had other big needles before. So I'm just wondering if it's a painful one. Because they can hurt.
Well, it's the huge needle at the dentist is the one I don't like to see.
That's the Novocaine.
Because that thing's way too long.
Yeah. That's the Novocaine.
Yes, and I know it's Novocaine.
That's Novocaine. They
I love that.
You love Novocaine?
Well, yeah, because they give you the local beforehand, and then
Not
they
a fan.
Go in. And
Not
then
a fan. Don't like the numbness. Don't like it at all.
I only like it if I leave the office hungry, because one time I tried to eat a sandwich when I was Novocained up, and I made a horrible mess. Food was just falling out of my mouth.
I don't care for the the potential of cheek and tongue biting that you get with Novocaine when they do that. What I like is a good old-fashioned narcotic. Yeah. Give me that, and that rocks. And that's why, you know, so many people, you know, buy the farm because they OD, because, you know, it feels good once they shoot you up.
And, of course,
the way,
you know,
it goes.
There's the one shot Josh hates, which is the vaccination of all kinds.
He got that. Didn't we have that discussion and you actually got vaccinated?
I got the flu shot.
Good for
really?
You.
That, see, so that there it is, the nuance of Mr. Soroka.
Yeah. Are you with measles? Because measles is starting to take the country by storm.
It is indeed.
Are you good with measles?
I got that shot, I'm sure, as a kid. But yeah, I think most of us did.
Yeah,
but as a kid, I got chicken pox. So doesn't that keep you away from measles?
No, keeps you away from not related.
Shingles. That's shingles.
Shingles, yeah.
I will tell you this, that the kids from my era, when I was a child, it's much different than it is right now. I feel for the younger generation with this with this anti-vax movement that's out there right now. And I think that it can be potentially very dangerous.
I think I've asked you this. Do you have the scar on your shoulder from the primitive vaccination? I think it was a three-pronged
I know you're like right on the tip of your shoulder.
Yeah, and it leaves a scar. My mom and dad have it. Yeah.
I don't have that. Okay. So, listen, I think that when you get your beliefs are more important than my facts, which is the world that we live in right now, you know, it's problematic. And that's the problem. I was watching something last night.
It's also just the other side always just, you all instantly diminish the other person's side just because you don't agree with it.
Well,
so
it's your team's fault for that. You're the team that started that. I mean, you started fake news was created by your team.
Rush.
Your team started the whole thing with my belief, what I believe is more legitimate than what your fact is. Would that be at all accurate?
I don't know about that. Because
I'm inclined to agree with you, Mike. I think that's
That's where we are.
That's where we are. Yeah. And I'm not saying that both sides are not.
We're the only ones that know true facts.
Both sides have something to blame, I think.
No, I disagree. I'm not going to do
the
both sides.
But I do know where the plurality of the blame goes to one side.
I think that the whole idea of
the Oriole fans
of what I believe, that's the whole problem. I don't care about I do care when it affects politics, but I don't care about politics nearly as much as I care about medical science.
Yeah.
And when the scientists started being bumped off by these maniacs that have come into the White House administration, that's when we started getting some of these situations, you know? And I, by the way, the great example would be a lady down here back during COVID. And this lady, big woman. And not that that has anything to do with it, but I mean, she was big and she was loud and she liked to tell everybody what she thought and what was going on. And she came in and was talking to her friends. I had it. I had COVID. It wasn't anything.
It was like a flu. It was like a light case of flu. Yeah.
So because of her, she was unable to process the fact that medical conditions don't just apply to one person. It's all by degree. And she's making this grandiose statement that I don't know what the fuss is about.
Well, she was high risk.
What's that?
She was high risk.
She was high risk because
she was
heavy.
A big lady.
Yeah. But what
and
I'm
when
saying,
she gets COVID, she has a lot of COVID. That's
but
the
what
problem.
I'm talking about is she was unable in any way to project the fact that there were people in hospitals dying when this was going on. And that's when it really started in earnest. That's when I think it really happened. And it killed me to watch this. I was just being careful. I was just trying to be careful. That's why people were down here in Key West, you know, jamming into bars and stuff like that. And some of them, probably one out of 50 of them, would probably pop into an ER and maybe get on a respirator. But that's back when, oh, come on now. Without any facts. When the medical facts were being documented by numbers and we were ignoring the numbers. Mm-hmm. And I'll never understood. I think the worm really turned during that period of time. Because that's when it became an issue that could be propagandized. And when it became propagandized.
Weaponized, really.
And now when you mention the measles, Rob, I think Texas has a bit of an outbreak, right?
With Virginia, Northern Virginia has two adults with measles right now.
And so, you know, and now somebody's like, oh, two. Well, two can beget three, beget four.
And but, I remember when there were no measles. We eliminated it. And yet it's back. That's a step in the right direction, folks.
No, it isn't. And look, I'm 66 years old. I've been on this planet a long time. Gotten lots of vaccinations over the years, including, you know, the one polio. They eradicate, you know, God forbid that come back.
I wish I had gotten that, because every time I try to walk now, it's just the worst. That's why I'm pro-vax.
TMOS is now the Trump Mike O'Mara show. Trump always has to be first.
Make sure that's in the new opening, Mike.
The Trump Mike O'Mara show. Funny. Oh, yeah, that's right. The Scar Rob was smallpox.
That's what it was. That's what,
those were the poxes that were just really
now,
small.
You've seen big pox. These are not those. That's medium pox, not included.
So if I can just get back to the first thing I was talking about, the medical experience. Cesar, this guy, really just a cool dude. Matter of fact, zero BS. Zero BS. Polite, but not overly so. Just in, out,
efficiency.
Diagnosis. Press the area. Is this it? This is bing, bang, boom. And I am, I'm going to say 60% confident that tomorrow I'm going to be in better shape than
I am
today.
I think it'll work.
I hope so.
Does
Cesar
allow tipping?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, because I'm so happy with this guy who's helped me out on a couple of occasions that I didn't want to do it this time. And it was in and out and quick and stuff. But say, you know, you got any kids? What do you like? Yeah. Do you like wine? Blah, blah, blah. Because I think sometimes when, you know,
older bearded men.
Right. When you're in an environment like that, you know, whipping out a $20 bill is not going to be kosher.
No, you need a bottle of wine, I think.
Yeah,
just tape it to your shoulder. So when he pulls up the sleeve, how did that get there?
Or that's even fun. More subtle, you know, Doc, I think you dropped this $50 when you came in.
Me wonder, when I have an experience like this, why we can't make it for everything. Now, I realize by degree, this is a superficial orthopedic problem that is fixable in some cases. And there are many, there are a myriad. God knows Rob is living it right now. A myriad of medical issues that people can deal with, Rob, with his dad, you know. But I just wish it was simpler. I really do. I wish care was simpler than it is.
It was simpler not that long ago.
Are you getting it at home with your dad? Are they doing an okay job with him?
The hospice is doing an amazing job.
Okay.
Every day come in and they reevaluate where he's at, what level of care he should be at.
Right.
And they keep him comfortable. And
I think, and they're in my mom's case, they were spectacular. They're good.
Saintly.
Good people.
They are so good.
Skill level of people in that area, I have heard from many people that they do a fantastic job. Scuba, you may not love me, but I love you.
That's
Thank
nice.
You for the $10 super
Sweet.
Chat, Scoop. Thank you.
You know, Mike,
that.
I will
That's
say,
very nice of you.
I meant to mention this yesterday. I thought of you because the TV landed on, I think it was MeTV, and they do what they call Aaron Spelling Sundays, where they run his show. And I really like Charlie's Angels, but it stayed on for Fantasy Island, and they had the greatest plot because Gary Berghoff, you know him, Radar.
Yeah, Radar O'Reilly.
From MASH. He wanted to be the greatest pitcher in Major League history. And that just by luck on that episode, Tommy Lasorda, as himself, was putting together an all-star team. And guess who he struck out? Freddie Lynn from the Boston Red Sox as himself.
God, that's amazing to think that he's an old man now, you know? I mean, I'm old enough now to remember when Freddie Lynn came into the league.
Yeah.
That's how
but
old I
Mike,
am.
Mike, it was all-star. Steve Garvey, the Brett brothers, everybody playing themselves in this episode
it's
of Fantasy
really,
Island.
It's really, this spring, I don't know what it is, but baseball's kind of back on the map. And
Orioles on that episode.
No, there weren't any.
No.
Brooks wasn't there.
Brooks wasn't there. Boo.
Cal.
No.
We had Fred Lynn for a little bit.
But he was wearing a Sox uniform in this appearance.
I wish for the season to be hyper competitive. I would love. Wouldn't it be phenomenal on this show if the Orioles and the Red Sox got into a pennant race? That would be spectacular for this show. Mm-hmm. But I think Josh brought me back to baseball along with my kid. It's fantastic.
No, yes. I'm excited to all in on spring training. I've already watched the games on TV.
Yeah,
they had the Orioles played the Tigers yesterday. and both teams wore orange shirts. It was impossible to tell what was going on.
Yeah, because the Tigers, I think that's cheating on the Tigers' part. I realize that they've got the orange
just
piping.
They cheated us.
Well, they've got the orange lettering, right, well, on their blue hats, on their navy blue hats. But that is stealing from the Orioles. And that, to me, is like an FU with the equipment managers. You know what I mean?
Yes. They should be like white Tigers or something.
Yeah, the orange. I don't think you need the Tigers to be. And Tigers should be wearing a white shirt or the gray shirt. That's what I think the Tigers are.
And also the patch on the shoulder of Siegfried or Roy, because they're Tigers.
Are they both gone now, or is it just Roy?
Mike, when Roy died, the act died for me.
I know the act died, but is Siegfried still
floating
around anywhere?
I think Sig might still be with us. Sig. Mm. Josh, when you're watching these preseason games, when does the real season start? Is it in April?
Beginning March 31st, I think.
March 31st. You could have asked me that. I know my spring. I signed up yesterday for my kids' Little League. We're all going to a spring training game, and they get to go down on the field and have a little Little League parade, and then they get their picture taken in front of the fake green monster.
That's cool. That's cool. Mm-hmm. You'll love that. That's neat.
You guys still meeting me in Sarasota?
I am. If I'm here, I'm there. I promise you. I'll go there.
No, I mean,
it's like a 4-hour drive, Rob.
I got nothing but time. Are you kidding me?
Now I feel really guilty because I was about to say, before you said that, I said, oh, God, it's an hour and a half up the road. It's like 90 minutes.
It's an hour and a half to take your kid to school.
No,
Come on.
Can I give you my true assessment? And this, look, I realize I have that reputation to start with.
You know, I first looked to see when the game at JetBlue was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you understand what he's referring to is what I'm going to say anyway, you know.
Right.
Spring training, I live in a spring training spot.
Exactly.
Spring training for me, I am not exaggerating, is an 18 to 20 minute drive.
And you're bitter because you're not the announcer there.
The same guy that beat me out. And he didn't beat me out, if you remember correctly, Rob. I was denied the position because of my residential status.
Yes, exactly.
I could not convince them that I would be able to come down as a part-time resident and do it, because at the time, I was not a full-time resident.
Right.
And so now I have to hear this guy who is that kind of constrict the throat to make it sound lower, but really, if he gave his real voice, it would say, no batting for the Red Sox.
Does he ever send a ham to Gladys?
What's that, Rob? Go ahead.
Does he ever send a ham to Gladys?
It's a drag.
Just do that in your section. Just do your own announcing so you get a reputation if I want to sit around Mike.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I was doing this, and Josh, you weren't here for that, but it was an audition process that I went through with about 300 people that went to this community college, and you went in and you read a piece of copy, and then they narrowed it down, and then they narrowed it down again, and then they narrowed it down to three finalists, and I was one of the three finalists, and that's when we got to go to the ballpark, and they listened to us over the PA, and then I got a call from the muckety-muck at the Red Sox who said, you were by far the best audition, but because of your residential status, it's just not going to be a good fit. It was pretty late in the game for them to go. I had asked early on in the process whether that was going to be a factor. I don't know if I would have lasted, because I'm back into baseball again.
Right.
And it's a lot of fun. But if it was work.
Because they would have drafted you to Fenway.
No. Oh, boy. I don't know if daily baseball would be my bag. I don't know if it would be something, because first of all, you know, it's a vanity project, which means they give you the opportunity and then they don't pay dick for you to do that. And that's probably, but this guy's done it since that time. I have no idea how long ago it was that I auditioned for that.
I think it was 4 years ago.
No, it was over 10 years ago.
It couldn't have been that long.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Before I moved down here.
Oh, I guess you're right. Yeah.
And they've been there, I think, 13 years, something like that. I think that's how long JetBlue Park has been there.
I just hope the whole place burns to the ground.
But of course, you know, of course that guy, you know, will never give the gig up.
No. And I'm sure he, in his own mind, he's beloved.
If you get a gig down here in Southwest Florida, I find media people linger down here, because if they accept the pay cut, to broadcast down here, that, you know, it's a pretty spectacular place to live.
Yes.
And so that's why they hang. So I didn't, you know, somebody said I should have done it as Charlie.
Now batting.
When you guys got to do the audition in the park.
Yeah.
One of the hardest things that I used to have to deal with when I was doing stuff at the stadium, did anyone have trouble listening to the bounce back and it harmed their read, or were they?
Your problem is you were down on the field with a microphone. So that's much different than being up in the broadcast booth where you have walls around you.
Okay. So you were able to hear yourself. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
It was so much. It was an empty stadium and it was so much fun. And I was really thinking that I was going to, channel the inner Sherm Feller, the old announcer at Fenway Park that was a now batting Kalia Strumsky. Now batting. I loved how his big baritone, it was just like really straightforward.
But would that play nowadays with the young fans?
No, you got to be, who's the guy for the Capitals? Who's the guy? Wes Johnson.
Wes Johnson,
You know, is Wes still with us?
He had a health scare, but he's back calling the games.
Oh, good.
He made an amazing recovery. Hi, Wes.
And you know, and the inside announcers, the guys in the arenas for the NHL do the...
Yeah. And don't forget the very talented Mark Kessler.
And let's not forget Michael Buffer, the brother of Bruce Buffer.
Right.
Who all wants the Buffers. The MMA? Hey, 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 hey. They always... Here's the thing. I think this is important.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just make this point. And if I sound a little egotistical, well, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
If you happen to have a very decent baritone,
yes,
it is not necessary to constrict your vocal cords. You can make an announcement and say, batting at third base, I'll do second base.
Okay.
Dustin Pedroia, as opposed to the announcer when the first season of the Red Sox where I had lost the gig, and he said, batting third, Dustin Pedroia. They do tricks with their voices.
Yeah.
That's it.
And you know who was a great guy that just used his voice, and that's probably why he got let go, is Phil Hochberg, the guy that was up in the booth for the Redskins for a million years. And he couldn't have been plainer or more vanilla. And it was a beloved voice.
I don't remember the name of the guy for the Yankees, but now batting third.
Oh, that guy.
Derek Jeter. And, you know, with the accent and everything like that. And what about the O's, Josh?
They've got a female person that does
what?
That. There's a lady that does the in
what is she, like a nurse? No, is she a teacher? What does
no,
she
I
do?
I think she's the first in baseball.
Does it get in trouble with her job as a flight attendant? I'm sorry, stewardess?
No, but the kids are running around in the background the whole time.
That is quite interesting. But, you know, diversity is the spice of life. You know, for what I like to call myself as a liberal...
Yes.
Or a lib, as the right likes to call me.
Sure.
I have some strong thoughts on certain activities. I don't think it is that that women cannot do that. I just think that, you know, you think of we used to refer to them as a Billy Big Voice.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. She's no Rex Barney.
Remember when I can tell you where it started. Do you remember where it started, Rob?
Well, Paul Turner.
I'm talking about the women participating in a booth announcer started with the Academy Awards.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't they have Glenn Close one year?
I don't know if they had Glenn Close, but I know that they had ladies, doing the announcing, which was...
I always thought that was sort of a prank. I didn't know what was up with that. I thought they were trying to shame us. Or
they
make
weren't.
Us laugh.
It was not a prank at all. They were actually really going for that. But so you're saying the Orioles now, the person that announces the lineup, the starting lineup, introduces the national anthem and tells you about the hot dog promotion or bobblehead that's coming up at Camden Yards is of the opposite sex?
Correct. Now they bring out Kevin Brown, the TV guy, whenever it's big, like on-field announcements and stuff, like opening day.
Right. What do they say to the announcer that's their full-time announcer? Listen, we got a big project today, little lady. So we're not going to be able to use you for the opening.
You may want to focus a little more on your lipstick today, baby, because you might be
like
on the...
That,
you could be
go places.
You might be on the Jumbotron, sweetie. So why don't you undo a button doll?
And I don't have to take it anymore.
The main voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels is a lady.
Okay. All right.
So it happens. But I also think that ladies' voices are harder to hear, at least for a man of my age.
No. I don't think they are. If they're the right lady, they are not hard to hear. What's
and then Mark in again?
Mark Z, 2059.
It's his hand. He's doing this.
What is that? What it is? I'm not trying. God damn it! Really? I just. God, I'm trying. I'm just trying. Stop with the technology. I use gestures. How can I get away with this? By the way, one of our commenters said, Mark Z 2059 said Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
Yes, that was a great moment,
wasn't
it?
Do you still own it? Do you still have it? You had it for a while, like to show how self-deprecating you were.
I have it, yeah. Let me see if I have it, actually.
Rob was introducing the lineup.
I'm interested in your take on it. I want to see what you
Rob
think
Rob was
how
introducing
it
the lineup at FedEx Field, mm-hmm. and his voice cracked. And
Horribly so.
And one might think that... when you're in that moment, you got to carry on. When the prudent thing to do might have been to take a quick pause and clear the old throat muscles. Rob just powered through it and was introducing Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
Where did the audio come from?
The audio was sent over by the engineer that worked at FedEx Field.
Did,
so thank
did he request
you
it or did he know?
I never requested it, ever.
Okay.
About
so,
anything.
Let me set the table for this. Yeah. Rob, do you have it first of all?
I'm
if you don't, I don't
I'm looking around. I'm gonna, right. I think we might
do
have
Do you
it.
Think, what are the, what, give me the percentages or I won't do the.
60% that we have it.
That's the same percentage for my shoulder surgery taking.
Yes. I tried.
Rob was on the field and he was the director of fun and games with the microphone. Please welcome from so-and-so. He did all the pregame ceremonies.
Pre-game.
And that included announcing the lineup, which was the cherry on the gig. That's the best
that
part
was the
because
best
he
part.
Got the biggest cheers and he was able to do that and then they kick it
oh,
over
Mike,
to...
Oh, Mike, look what I happened to
do. At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson!
Now, the rest, to be fair, the rest
Can
of the announcements
went
okay.
Louder, please?
No.
come on,
if you like,
come on.
Anyone who wants to return can always, turn.
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
Now,
it's
the true story behind it, the true yes. story behind it is that it was the first Monday night game of the season. If I'm not mistaken, it was... your Washington Redskins at the time versus the Dallas Cowboys on Monday Night Football. Sort of a big deal. They were not statistically eliminated yet. They were still going to have the season of their lifetime. And we went down there and we did the Redskinettes. I introduced them. They played, the band played Hail to the Redskins. We did the fake field goal kick. And then the intros start to happen. I have never been in a stadium that loud. And the problem was I was trying to push my feeble at best voice so I could even hear myself. And then I heard myself coming back sounding like that. I said, you got no chance, so stop it. And so that was the problem. I just was trying
too
hard.
Did you end the announcements at Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson?
No, that was in the middle. That was in the middle.
Okay, so you just powered through. Were the other players, did you gather yourself and were you able to power through it?
Trust me, Daryl would have sent any other screw-ups I made that night.
It was Daryl Nichols, our engineer.
Yeah, you can kiss my ass, Daryl.
Sent that along. You're a good man for holding on to that. You notice you have it, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't have it any longer.
I bet you do have it somewhere.
And do no longer.
but also, I will say, I did get some love that same era from the Redskins organization because of the way, I do not have this tape, but I'll recreate it, the enthusiasm I used for introducing the opposing team. And they love the way I did that. And one of them was like, at defensive tackle, Kernest Enos.
Yeah.
That's all I would say. That's it.
Yeah.
And
you'd lower it down.
It was, that was fun.
It was the Dan Snyder era, ladies and gentlemen. The beginning of the Dan Snyder era.
Yeah. And that's when I learned that no one's allowed to use the elevator in the stadium anymore because that's Mr. Snyder's elevator. It's
his personal elevator all day.
all
nobody
day
can use
yeah,
it.
It's off. And also,
noted
that's when
dip.
I found out when I went up into the control room that all of the decibel meters that would, you know, when it says make it louder, and they have that's all just pre-recorded.
It's
video.
Fake.
But
yeah,
none
it's
of that
fake.
Is real. None of
that's
real.
That's every stadium.
It's yeah. fake.
That's
the way it goes. We will take a brief moment here, and then when we come, I got a fat news, including one of my favorites, a three-joke kicker, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I love that. Three
Always
is a magic number,
three
Josh.
Three-joke kicker. We'll be right back after this, everybody.
It's easier to start this year strong and more delicious with Omaha Steaks. Stay satisfied, get energy, and fuel your routine with premium prepackaged protein delivered to your door. From a handcrafted USDA-certified tender steak to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and more, they have an unmatched variety of high-quality proteins that everyone loves. Right now, you can taste the difference and get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with the promo code, it's different, remember that, Mike, at checkout. I don't need to tell you how great Omaha Steaks are, but I will. They are my favorite because they do beef right. Unrivaled quality and variety with every bite, packed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Omaha Steaks has been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917 and still cutting edge. Get it? Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code MIKE at checkout. Remember, new code, so pay attention. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MIKE. Terms apply. See site for details.
Man, oh, man. I want me want steak. Me want steak,
steak is good.
Everybody.
Steak is good.
Me want steak protein, steak protein, steak, everybody.
A blizzard pummeled the Northeast on Monday at one point, leaving more than 40 million people under warnings as heavy snowfall and hurricane-force winds bore down throughout the region. As much as 3 feet of snow has been reported by the National Weather Service in parts of Jersey, Rhode Island, and New York's Long Island. The snow is expected to continue to fall into the evening. New York Governor Kathy Hochul warned that it could rank among New York City's top 10 worst storms in 150 years.
I know that Harvey Fierstein was snowed in. I saw on his Facebook page.
I can't get out. I'm going to show you this quilt, but I can't get out. I don't want them to shovel. I like it. It's pretty.
He has a handmade quilt of him as the lead character in Fiddler on the Roof, Tevye. And that's what he was showing while he was snowing.
If I were a rich man.
New Jersey, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, Connecticut all declared states of emergency, imposing travel restrictions. Meanwhile, 20 counties in New York were also under emergency declarations. The heavy snow and high winds from the winter storm caused large-scale school closures, thousands of flight cancellations nationwide, and widespread power outages in the Northeast. Your daughter is moving, coming on down to Miami to see you today. And the travel everywhere has been really severely disrupted.
Yeah, this was actually equipment failure. So hooray for Spirit Airlines, because Richmond wasn't touched that bad. But when you see the stuff a bit, Baltimore was destroyed by this storm.
Yeah,
it's just everybody. It's horrible.
It's a biggie, and that's the time of year we get them in the Northeast. This time of year is when the real heavy ones
come. If they don't get the snow cleared out of New York, ladies will not be able to whip them out tomorrow.
Yes, can't do that on Whip It Out Wednesday.
No. That's horrible.
Hey, Obe.
Hey, Aunt.
Actor Robert Carradine took his own life yesterday. He was 71, had been struggling with bipolar disorder for nearly two decades. He is best known for playing Louis Skolnick in the Four
Skolnick.
Revenge. What is it?
Skolnick.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Get it right, newsman.
Skolnick. Hold on. I have to... Just a second here.
Yeah.
All right. I just have to play this for
myself. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Thank you. Best note for playing Louis Skolnick.
Skolnick.
I said that.
Yeah. I was just I was reemphasizing it.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
His family issued a statement saying, quote, "It is with profound sadness that we must share that our beloved father, grandfather, uncle, and brother Robert Carradine has passed away. We are bereft at the loss of this beautiful soul and want to acknowledge Bobby's valiant struggle against his nearly two-decade battle with bipolar disorder.
We hope his journey can shine a light and encourage addressing the stigma that attaches to mental illness. Boy, I'm a big believer in that. If you got something, deal with it, folks. There are people that can help you. There are drugs that can help you. And there are professionals and people that have gone through the same thing. Lean on them, please. You know, one of the charities that I recently did an auction for and had the amazing honor and privilege of meeting a Congressional Medal of Honor winner who had suffered PTSD. Mm. You know, it's such a big step to reach out and ask for help. And when you do, people can help you. So when I hear this, it's just a shame that it happens to people still.
The personally, said, I can tell you it makes a difference. It helps.
At this time, we ask for the privacy to grieve this unfathomable loss with gratitude for your understanding and compassion. Robert is the son of Hollywood legend John Carradine.
Yes.
You also know his brother Keith Carradine as President Dalton on Madam Secretary and FBI agent Frank Lundy on Dexter. And you knew their late half-brother, David Carradine, from Kung Fu and the Kill Bill movies. So that's a big Hollywood family right there.
The movie Revenge of the Nerds, I watched not long ago, and the problems with it are multifold. Yeah. I'm not really sure how they got away with it at the time, but I do have a clip here that no one can complain about to show you how great he was at playing Skolnick, the nerd. This is picking up his friend who was Anthony... You.
I'm going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm not going to be alone. I got Lewis. Gilbert! Come on, rise and shine. Dad's waiting outside in the car. It's all packed. Hi, Flo.
Hi.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it? It's going to be a great year.
No.
Now, I figure with lunch and two ARVs, we should be on the road approximately 7 hours, 18 minutes, and 7 seconds.
ARVs?
Average restroom visits.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, Gilbert.
Come on, Gilbert, let's go to college.
Iconic character right there.
Yeah. And good fun. For Anthony Edford for literally going on to become a heartthrob on ER. That's not typecasting for him there. But don't look at the movie. Remember the man, but skip the film.
Amen. Rob, how often, Josh, I'll ask you the same question. You guys often think about Tim Gunn's sex life? Do you ever think about that?
A couple times a week and usually only for a few minutes.
Well, I decided I'd share this with all the people that are concerned. Tim Gunn from Project Runway has been celibate for 43 years. And the reason is kind of sad. Gunn says...
Sad, yes, right?
Sad. Said he was in a very serious relationship with a man for 9 years, and then one day the guy just kicked him to the curb and also informed him that he'd been cheating with anyone he could get his hands on. Oh, dear.
Wow.
This was in 1982. Oh,
my God. The Reagan administration.
He says, quote, whenever I was even tempted to engage in something that could become serious
with
someone.
That's not how he said it, Mike. You know how he said it.
Whenever I was even tempted to engage in something that could become serious with someone, all this would come back like a Niagara Falls, and it would just take the desire away.
Yeah.
As tragic as that sounds, Tim swears he's happy. Quote, being celibate and being someone who lives alone was a bit of an adjustment, but now I wouldn't have it any other way.
That's a shame that he would choose that. He's around so many lovely ladies at his
job.
But
I mean, it's also sad for any human being. To be in that situation and not have somebody to share one's special moments with.
He can't make it work, Mike.
I have one thing to say about it.
What's that? Mike, sorry, as Robert Carradine.
Tie the stories together. If the Winter Olympics inspired you to get in shape, here's how to leave a little room to be lazy about it. The Washington Post, wonderful paper in Washington, D.C.
No sports section anymore, Mike, but it's still a great paper.
They what?
They got rid of their sports section.
Oh, I thought just local sports, like the high schoolers.
No, I think it's the entire sports section is gone now.
They can the sports department.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They did a story on running, a running hack called Jeffing. Have you ever heard of it?
I have not.
It's spelled like the name, J-E-F-F-I-N-G. It's actually a well-known term in the running community. Former Olympian Jeff Galloway started using it with novice runners in 1973. So what is Jeffing? The good news, it's easy to do almost by default. If you start feeling tired, just walk for a while. Basically, that's Jeffing. If you're not in great shape, it's how you jog anyway. It's just nice to know it's so common. There's a term for it. Jeff says the biggest and best approach is to start before you feel gassed, even at the beginning of your run. Just jog for 30 seconds, walk for 30 seconds, and repeat as needed. He even starts some people off with 10 seconds of running per minute. The idea is to start small and go easy on yourself. That would be, you could do that, right? You could jog maybe 10.
I could.
Or could you?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I think I could.
Run for 10 seconds and then walk for the minute. Yeah. And then you build up to it.
Yeah, and when you call it Jeffing, it makes me think of one of my favorite athletes of all times, Jeff Shamrock.
He wasn't a sports star. Audible is introducing a new feature. I like this. Hear me out.
All right.
This could work. I think in this short attention span theater age we live in, this might be something that works. This feature on Audible is called Read and Listen. It allows you to read your book while you're also listening to it. Like when you were in third grade and you'd follow along as someone read to you. They say this feature was widely requested, and there is a reason.
I thought it was already out.
Well, I guess it has been. It's supposedly a more immersive way to enjoy a book, where readers can boost retention and comprehension. That makes sense. Your mind can wander as you're reading or listening alone, but if you're doing both, you're pretty locked in. Read and Listen is not available widely yet, Josh, but it's being rolled out to select users across the U.S., so it may take some time before it arrives for you. You will need to have both the Kindle ebook and audiobook versions of the title to do
if that. If this works, they're working on another program where Audible allows you to just read the book.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't understand, because I've done this years ago, because all you need is the Kindle version to read on your Kindle and then the Audible version, and you just read along.
And also, you can't do this. I think a lot of people
turn the page.
A lot of people, they do audiobooks in the car. You can't read along in the car unless you have a Tesla.
I heard something in the background. I heard voices in the background. Is anybody talking in the background anywhere?
I don't hear anybody.
A truck just drove by.
I think it's me. Just looking at my phone. I think someone's in the house.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Oh, according to Vogue magazine, 2026 is the year of the crack. And they're not talking about the drug. This is, well, backside cleavage. If you haven't been paying attention to fashion runways, high-end designers are hyping a look featuring a little plumber's crack, or a lot, actually.
This is a Tim Gunn creation, isn't it?
I like spending time alone, 43 years, where I've just been looking at crack.
But yeah, the crack you like, right? But
let me see. Some celebrities and influencers have also been experimenting with the trend. I'm all for it, by the way. Including Kendall Jenner, Zoe Kravitz, and Hailey Bieber.
And all Jelly Roll.
When who?
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll. No, it doesn't mention any of the dudes here, Rob.
Damn.
This isn't brand new. Last spring, the hot trend at Milan, at the Fashion Week, there was low-cut jeans with a hint of plumber's crack showing for both men and women. There you go. They're the men.
Well,
and
Rob's apparently, 10 years ahead of it.
Apparently, Vogue thinks it may be ready to go mainstream. Well, if you want to see Rob when he gets back home work on his Samsung refrigerator, I urge you to do that. You'll see.
Anytime I get anything in the freezer, it's a lower freezer.
It works. And, finally,
and you know what? I'm not about the lower crack. Give me side boob. That's the trend we want. Okay, that's the trend we deserve.
Thank you.
Now you're being creepy.
All right. Thank you.
Don't care.
Finally, a 32-year-old guy in Kentucky is facing charges. I'm going to recommend to our listeners now, if you are around small kids or the kiddies, this might be one that you might want to do a little self-editing and turn it down a little bit, or perhaps put those devices in your ears, because this is a little nasty. Okay. Cops in the small town of Central City, Kentucky, got a 911 call around 7 p.m. this past Saturday. The caller said they were driving near town when they passed a man having, quote, relations with a dead deer.
Oh.
Yes. On the side of the road. Mm. They described him as a white guy in jeans with a dark top. Cops showed up and found 32-year-old Alan Osborne
walking
in the same general area. According to the police report, his pants were still down around his knees, and he was covered in deer fur.
Wow.
They also found fur around his nether regions. While he was being booked, he is facing a felony charge for sexual crimes against animals and up to 5 years in prison. Since this is a second offense, it will be very tough for him to get off the hook. I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry.
That's one.
No word on his bail, but I'm sure it's a lot of dough.
That's two.
Actually, we don't know whether it was a doe or a buck, but police didn't release the whole story. It's a buck, it would be.
I hear
you. You know what I'm talking about. Just here doing what I do.
Covered with deer fur.
We're going to come back and talk about constipation on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this. Folks, I'm not getting any younger. In fact, none of us are. It seemed like energy crashes at 2 p.m. became my new normal. So naturally, I went down to the internet rabbit hole and started Googling symptoms like a hypochondriac. Low T kept coming up. Here's the thing. Doctors act like testosterone replacement therapy is no big deal. Just weekly shots for the rest of your life. Cool. Thanks, Doc. Then you dig deeper and you realize what you're actually signing up for. $3,000 a year to shut down your body's natural production forever. Terrifying. So I'm making things easier on my body the natural way. I'm taking Mars Men, a natural testosterone stack that optimizes your body's ability to forge usable testosterone. Mars Men is like hitting the reset button on your hormone factory instead of shutting it down. It gives me more consistent energy, stronger lifts, and better focus. It's a steady drive all day, not the quick spike you get from caffeine or injections. Plus, there's a 90-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Thousands of guys are feeling incredible results. Just check it out. Check out the reviews on the website and see for yourself. For a limited time, TMOS listeners get 50% off for life plus free shipping and three free gifts at mengotomars.com. It's a perfect way to start feeling strong right away. That's mengotomars.com for 50% off and three free gifts when you check out. After your purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that TMOS sent you. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike O'Mara. Appreciate that, everybody. I have to say that constipation is something that has been on my mind periodically. I think you're
not a chronic sufferer.
No, thank God I am not. But I hear for digestive issues more and more, it is a big problem. And one of you two was bringing constipation to the table today, and I'm not sure which one of
it
you
was.
It was I.
It was I.
Actually, I did know it was
you. I know
Rob.
You did.
I had it written down.
Yeah.
I do.
Constipation, chronic constipation, oftentimes can be cured with medicine or maybe fiber. I know that you can get psyllium fiber in capsules that you take from, other.
Myself one time.
You have Citracel, you have Metamucil, you have all the people in big constipation working for you.
Hey, it's Gary Busey. Listen to this.
Thank you. Go ahead, Rob.
But Mike, sometimes it's not a dietary issue, and researchers in Japan have identified two common gut bacteria. One is called Akkermansia municiphila, and the other is called Bacteroides theta omen micron. That together in the gut, no big deal on their own, but when they get together, Mike, what will happen? Is they will cause chronic constipation.
Did you pre-read this before the show started today, or are you reading it for the first time now?
I'm reading it for the second time, but Mike, it's hard sometimes to get those Latin words right.
Are you talking about two things that are in food? These are
natural
two things
gut bacteria. You know, people talk gut health all the time.
Do they mention what foods they're in and what you shouldn't eat together?
These are naturally occurring in the gut. And if you have them, it varies person to person, it can cause big trouble. As a matter of fact, this I find entertaining, is they gave the both bacteria to mice. And when they gave both bacteria to mice, they stopped pooping.
Because they can.
They can. And a constipated mouse, that's like a that's a great thing.
My question is naturally occurring, but do they occur due to what you consume?
The impression I got from the article, it happens on an individual basis. If both of these bacteria are present in your body, then they will link up. And it is.
But they don't tell you how they get in your body.
No, no, no. But that no matter how many fiber substitutes or laxatives you take, it's not going to help.
So if somebody has these bacteria, then would they be predisposed to chronic constipation?
Yes, absolutely. What happens is, Mike, they get together. Both are pathogens. I'm sorry, neither is a pathogen that causes illness on its own.
Pathogen?
Yeah, but when they get together, they thin a critical layer of protection, which is called mucin. Now, your colon has a layer of mucin, which is a thick, slippery gel that coats the intestinal wall. And it retains water, lubricates stool, and keeps the gut lining from coming into direct contact with the bacteria living outside of it.
So Mike, nasty.
Colonic mucin, which, by the way, you can buy at our merchandise store.
That's mucin that you get in the colon, I guess.
Yes, yeah. It's basically oil to make the things work. Mm-hmm. It, you know, prevents absorption of water and it keeps things lubricated. Colonic mucin contains chemical tags called terminal sulfates, and that gets rid of most bacteria.
Is there a test for it where they can tell you if you have these bacteria? And is there a way of getting rid of these bacteria together?
Yes, you can fight it by removing the bacteria, spotlighting one of the bacteria, and it when it goes away, your pooping goes back to normal.
Is there a test to tell you whether you have, I guess they test your stool. Is it a taste test?
Yeah, well, it is a taste test, and they said, I'm not getting any mucin here. I'm not getting a lot of mucin.
So I guess this would indicate that if someone has tried everything, that they might have this bacteria issue.
Yeah, I mean, and it is a new discovery, the fact that they work hand in hand. But then also I got thinking, if you could stop a mouse from pooping, what if you gave this bacteria to your dog? It would be a perfect dog.
That oh, you mean poop. My dog for pooping in the house?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I want my dog to poop. I want them to poop. I want them to poop large and at the right times and just not be. If they're constipated, then they hold it in, and then at an inopportune time, they're going to.
Of your two dogs, which has the better mucin?
I think Winslow. Better mucin would be which dog poops better?
Yeah,
in a Winslow sense, going sure. away.
Oh, really?
Yeah, stop because the new one who Carla loves and I have nothing to do with. Is he cute? Yes, he's a little cute. Mm-hmm. He's getting fat, which is funny because Winslow's never been fat and he's getting fat now because he's a hog. And the fact is that he would, you know, his poops are the ones where you'll be sitting there and your neighbor's coming out of their house to get like a newspaper or the mail, and you're picking up what is essentially a soft, like somebody dumped a Frosty on the lawn.
Are you up to date on the show The Pit?
Oh my God.
Was it something like that?
Oh my God. That was,
that's a sad day for him to come back, isn't it?
That's a pretty good pit. That really
that
is.
That was a good bit.
That is a hell of a show.
But that lady needed mucin bad.
Oh, and she was just nasty. Wasn't now, she in her unconcerned demeanor, right?
Yes.
Well, I hate feel the better unconcerned. Now.
I hate the unconcerned old people.
You watch
really
The Pit,
do.
Josh Soroka?
No. I have not
you
watched
should.
The Pit.
Josh, you'd love
it's a
The
good
Pit.
Good program.
You would love The Pit. The Pit
I enjoyed
is fun.
I watched the first episode. I'm trying to get Kelly into it, but it's a little gory.
Oh, it's very graphic.
Very gory.
Yeah, very, very graphic.
Indeed. How about, Mike, when the stitches weren't going deep enough and they were ripping through the skin?
That's pretty nasty
that
stuff.
That was nasty stuff.
Because it's so, the skin is so
very,
weak.
Very graphic. And
It's graphic, but it also kind of, it's all true medical crap that they go through.
I just hope he gets to go on his motorcycle trip. He's earned
that's
it.
That's going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Never going to happen.
And as Carla said about the new attending physician that's in there. You know,
yeah.
When are they going to F?
Yeah.
That's how she put it. She's a lady. She's a lady.
I'm too busy being annoyed by the blonde charge nurse. just such a pushy broad.
Oh, like, are you talking about the one that always has the eyebrows up here?
Yes,
because she knows
exactly.
Everything that's going
yes,
on.
Exactly.
We are in total agreement on that. Where it's just like, I've got it all figured out. I know everything. I'm Superwoman.
Who's going to run the front desk when I go back to pray over Louis or whoever it is that died?
See, we've discovered something in common right during this show, right now. Yes. Always with the.
Yeah.
I know what's right. I know what's right. You're all wrong, and I know what's right.
And even better that she has retired and come back.
Yes.
That's how much she loves her job.
She's so
pushy,
special.
Pushy, pushy. But she didn't catch a face full of mucin, not like that doctor that had the drug problem.
So you're telling me there's a chance to fix this problem?
Yes. They're studying. The study continues in Japanese mice, Mike, where they're trying to delete a single gene in one of the two bacteria. And once that gene is gone, this problem will stop. But,
you know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt.
It's all right. It is amazing that this is a new cause of constipation that we've never even heard about. And it could help a lot of people who are uptight, as you say.
You know, Josh, the history of bowel disorders and the Don and Mike show followed by the Mike O'Mara show are multifold.
Yes, but I would say that once it became the Mike O'Mara show, bowel disorders took a sizey decrease.
I don't think so, because I recently have had my own issues.
Yeah, but I'm talking about outsiders.
But it seems like some life-altering changes happen.
Yeah.
During that time.
Yeah, this is true. But I'll tell
but
you
we
one
had
thing.
A newsman whose stomach blew up. I got yes. laid low by ulcerative colitis. And all these, I just can't find a common thread.
You'll like this. This is the new development that my current state of gut health has made me a little fearful of alcohol.
Well, I mean, that's good, I guess, but you can still have it.
I think alcohol ain't all that great.
I think that different alcohols do different things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like think you might. You happy. Gin might help. Okay. Try gin. Yeah.
Slow gin fizz.
Yeah, you don't want the gin to be too slow.
Oh my God! So anything else with this constipation story?
Yeah, if you are the best I get from it is that if you're having trouble with chronic constipation and the regular cures don't help, put a Japanese mouse in your ass.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We got Charlie on the line here. Charlie, what can I do for you?
Tell the story about Josh and his travels.
No, oh, let's yay. Not do that one. Let's save that for tomorrow because I want to talk about the show.
Oh,
because
the
we
got to
talk
show?
About the bonus show change.
Yes.
The website
that's right.
change.
Oh, and did anyone bring in Feastables?
Did you?
I did.
Yeah, I did.
Mike did not, so that'll
I
be tomorrow as well.
I was getting needles in my shoulder. It was a last-minute thing. Sorry
they don't,
about that.
I got the Feastables were brought to me by a doctor. It was like,
we'll do it tomorrow. We'll okay. be right back, everybody. Thank you. DermGlowSkin.com. That's where February health starts, because this month on TMOS, it's all about feeling better, having more energy, and getting back to feeling like yourself. We talk a lot about telehealth and doctor-prescribed GLP-1s because they support weight management by reducing cravings, helping with portion control, and taking some of the mental battle out of food. It all starts with a simple online medical assessment, easy and discreet. And how about this? There's something new. It's called Elate Spray. I'll say it out loud. Elate Spray. It's a doctor-prescribed nasal spray designed to support desire, circulation, and emotional connection. You'll have better circulation than a Jetstream oven. Personalized care delivered straight to your door. And yes, there are payment plans available. Klarna is a favorite, and HSA and FSA are accepted. So if February is your month to focus on health, confidence, and feeling good again, head to DermGlowSkin.com. Click on the Weight Management and Peptides button and get started with a simple online assessment. That's DermGlowSkin.com. Thank you. Yes.
I got a question. Elate Spray, that is not Pig Latin. It is actually called Elate Spray. It's not called Sprolate.
No, and tomorrow, if you will,
yeah,
I will tell a little tale about that package. It's not just the spray.
Oh, there's three gifts in it, aren't there?
There are three, and I'll tell you there's a diorama being produced out on the kitchen table now for my son's English or history class. I forgot which one it is. And he was looking for colored pencils and stumbled into mommy's nightstand.
Yeah.
Well, we'll tell you all about that tomorrow.
What's his diorama supposed to be of?
Pearl Harbor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's doing a pretty good job.
Spoiler alert, I'll tell him how it ends.
Worker bee, doing it. I mean, killing it, really, mm-hmm. with, you know, it just like little tongue depressor things, you know, those little pieces of wood.
He should mention that the memorial for the Arizona was largely funded by an Elvis Presley concert.
Okay, Rob, Jesus Christ. Josh, we have a show update, right?
Yeah, yes.
God.
I wanted to tell people if you had a bunch of trouble with the website, we did launch a new website yesterday.
Oh, that's
looks
right.
Sharp. It looks finally sharp said, as hell.
It looks nice. It's not 100% yet, but it's up and running. It's still got the episodes. You can watch the videos or the audio. And what's cool is the audio will now play like in the background while you're looking around or go to the store or whatever.
Oh, that is so cool. So I love that.
We're getting there, but that's been dealt with. Spotify has some issues, so they get the show later than everyone. Because of how they were linking it, and I'm working on trying to fix that with Spotify.
As far as the bonus show content, we have made a decision. This kind of came from Josh, and I agreed strongly with this idea of you getting a chance to linger with the bonus show for our subscribers in the evening, afternoon, mm-hmm. of course, on the West Coast, but a little later for the bonus show, and that's why tomorrow's Wednesday, right? We'll be doing our bonus show taping at 7 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow night, mm-hmm. and we haven't locked in the regular evening time, but we are going to be taping bonus shows in the evening so that you can join us for those live.
Now,
yes,
you have
Josh.
To be a bonus show member to of join course. Us live to watch it. So you will receive in your email a link on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
There you
and
go.
You know, anyone who's ever listened to an evening broadcast of this program versus the 8 a.m. broadcast, the energy is different. It's mm-hmm. very, very different, and it makes it a little more fun and exciting. Yeah. I think
it'll
like
be a good shakeup for the bonus show.
And
I
as
agree.
Far as music, just on today's show, we created a brand new jingle for the show. This was done by a discovery I made at the local convenience store. It's
really?
Not Lady Gaga. It's a lady named Lady Wawa. And Lady Wawa sings the new intro song, and maybe for those late arrivals, we can give them a little taste of the new song for the show. I think
it's
you might get a
song.
Kick out of it.
It's
really beautiful.
Is.
I think uh-huh. it's lovely. I think you'll enjoy it.
Well, you better not get happy, but if your day is crappy, it's the Michael Mara Show. Other shows may be richer, but this legendary bitcher is all you really need to know. You've been waiting for a while. Now it's time for you to smile. It's the Michael Mara Show.
I like it better every time I hear it. No, I really
it's,
do.
It's lots going on, lots mm-hmm. of moving parts. I don't mind teasing the fact that we are working on another get-together, and Josh is busy doing that. And this time we're going to give you a really decent lead on getting your schedule together so we can mm-hmm. get more people to come on the
yeah,
next
I think
event
it's,
with
it's
us.
Safe to say early next year.
Early next year,
sure.
And that's you know, going to be not a full year, but we're going to give you a good chunk of time to get ready, and we want to make it one of the biggest and best ever. So all that good stuff is going on with the show. Did I leave anything out, or is there anything else you wanted to add, Josh, or is that it?
No, that's it. Really okay. wanted to make sure everyone knows, bonus show Wednesday, check your email.
And by the way, MikeOMaraShow.com, that is still the address for the website. We just changed it, and we will continue to be tweaking that. We will be doing our bonus shows. At least the first one will be Wednesday evening. We will mm-hmm. lock it in, but they might be floating evenings as
sure.
well, depending on our schedule. But we're going to do them in the evening because we thought it would be a lot of fun. Just a different energy. We like the energy sometimes when we do a later night show. And this is not late night. It's not like the second. And, show at a Las Vegas show. But
oh, the blue one? When we work blue?
Yeah, maybe, you know, who knows? Maybe that could happen, too. Wouldn't it be fun if we come in one time, during the holidays and say, this week's bonus show will be at midnight?
I'd love it. It would be so great. Or you know what? What if we did? What if we did it at 11:30 and then counted down the new year?
Our New Year's show. The sky's the limit. Lots of possibilities. And, things are always tweaked and always because we're all tweakers. Let's be honest. We are. All of us are just goofy for the methamphetamine. We always have been.
Thank you to Francis Ethel Gum 1 for the $1.99 super chat. I don't have an element for a super chat that small, but thank you.
That was kind of a backhanded compliment, Rob.
Well, it
that
was Mike. It
was
sort of a
backhanded thank you.
Well, that was more of a four one, yeah.
And that person is asking for an awful lot for $1.99.
All right, what is she asking for? Let me see. Let me go over here and see what she wants.
For one thing, it's a stage name. It's she's using
to get
the name.
Jesse the Body Governor. Is it? Is she asking for an impression?
Yes. And an off-topic impression.
Don't think $1.99 earns that.
So it's like the saucer came over. Saucer, flying saucers, you know, they're back. They came back to the earth a long time ago and built the pyramids.
Governor,
that's what happened to them.
Governor, did you see E.T.?
E.T., the extraterrestrial phone home. I told E.T. to phone home a long time ago. Hey, Francis, I sure wish this had been a $20 super chat. If you like the impression, dig deep into that wallet and pony up a little more dough.
Yeah,
right?
Fake name. That's the real name of Judy Garland, Francis Gunn.
Everybody knows Area 51 was simply a ruse. It's not real. The real area is somewhere up in Canada.
Did you know, Governor, that President Obama just said he believes in extraterrestrial life?
Well, he should. He knows the information. He's just not allowed to share it, just like I'm not. I'm not, and I just found out about it when I was back in the Navy SEALs. You follow me? You get my drift?
I do. Do you ever watch Star Trek?
Star Trek, The Next Generation.
No, the old one with Shatner.
Oh, the old one with William Shatner?
Yes.
William Shatner was a great commander. Kirk.
That's his name, Captain Kirk.
You like Kirk. I like Spock.
What about Bones?
Oh, Bones. Yeah, and Uhuru.
I bet you like her. You're a good piece of ass.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, and who was the Chinese one?
Oh, that would be Sulu.
Sulu!
And don't forget the Russian one.
Chekhov.
Played by Walter Koenig.
Chekhov.
Yeah.
I used to say that to a lot of my SEAL competitors.
Don't be
a Chekhov. We ought to take a break. We'll come back more. That's for you, Francis. Have a nice day, Governor. I'm a dirty whore. Nothing hits home like home cooking. And HelloFresh makes it unbelievably easy to enjoy feel-good, flavor-packed meals night after night after night. Now, as you know, I'm a bit of a kitchen wizard, but let's be honest, there isn't always time to go full gourmet. That's why I love HelloFresh. It brings everyone to the table with meals that are simple, satisfying, and perfect for busy weeknights. Choose from over 100 recipes every week featuring cuisines from around the world. Bigger portions to keep everyone happy. You'll find more than 35 high-protein options weekly, including new Mediterranean and GLP-1 friendly recipes. Enjoy meals with 3 times the seafood at no extra cost. Or elevate dinner with new grass-fed steak ribeyes that are guaranteed to impress. Because when dinner tastes this good, nothing hits like home cooking. I use HelloFresh. My whole family loves it. You should, too. Go to HelloFresh.com/TMOS10FM to get 10 free meals plus a free Zwilling knife. That is a $144.99 value on your third box. Offer valid while supplies last. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. HelloFresh. You know, the show is making me very hungry today.
It is a lot of good food.
Very, very hungry.
Hey, I like that. Some another beautiful video.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry time.
Oh, big things, Mike.
Yep.
Big things are always
nice fidelity, huh?
On Curl, K-I-R-L, with music.
And news.
Curl Instant News. Curl features and sports.
All right. Jesus Christ. How long is that jingle? My God almighty. Help me, Rhonda.
32 seconds. But okay. We'll play the rest of it on the bonus show. Mike, have you seen the robots called Coco?
No, I'm not familiar with this at all.
I first saw a Coco robot on the campus of George Mason University. They're little. They look like a cooler on 4 wheels.
Oh, so it's and food delivery?
Yeah, it's for food delivery. And if you watch the John Mulaney show, when they did that run, he had a Coco robot that would bring
that would come out during the talk show.
Yeah. So they're good if you're like within 3 or 4 miles of the destination. However, there is a rogue Coco in Los Angeles, Mike, and it destroyed a late, well, you'll see. Rogue Robot.
30 and only Coco. On 5 robots going rogue. A food delivery robot drives through a woman's garden in East Hollywood, damaging her fence and crushing her plants in the process. It's the latest complaint against a delivery robot.
This guy.
Some worry the machines could wind
Anchorman
up hurting
Rick Chambers.
Someone.
Jillian Smuckler is live for us.
Jillian Smuckler has this one,
you'll
Mike.
See only on 5. Jillian?
Hi.
Hi, Jillian.
Hi, Rick and Corrine. Yeah, imagine a robot just shows up to your house uninvited and then trashes the place on its way out. That's
Smuckler.
Exactly what happened to a woman here in East Hollywood after a food delivery robot tore through her garden right out front of her home.
Oh, dear, that doesn't look like a garden.
No, it looks like a pile of crap.
Well, it's a curb.
There it is. Coco.
Relentless. What sounded like ordinary street noise quickly turned into chaos when a food delivery robot tore through one East Hollywood resident's garden.
It's not a garden.
No. I came out here.
Thank you, Josh. That's enough. Also,
it's where dogs pee. Come on now. It's not a
also,
garden.
Also, I didn't see a lot of chaos. I saw a robot zip by with
slow
the speed.
News day.
Yeah, it
you
is.
Know?
It is.
People walk through that all the time if it's right there on the curb.
Yeah,
and
they
like
step
it's
in robot
an apartment.
Poop. Yeah.
If you're planning, I'm Rick Chambers. If you're planning on doing any petunias in your front yard, you might want to watch out the rogue robot.
Hey, Chambers.
Yeah, right here. Yeah.
Do you keep a close eye on the young talent like Jillian Smuckler?
Smuckler. Listen, I love that report on the robot damaging the garden. Why don't you stop by the office on the way back up to the editing bay?
Mike, I like Brendan Fraser. I have for a long time. You liked him in The Whale, I believe, right?
Fantastic. Absolutely.
So he's got a new big role coming up, a movie that's going to be released called Pressure, and it's about the D-Day invasion, and he plays, of all people, Brendan Fraser, plays Eisenhower. Let's
really?
Have a look. Yeah.
Okay.
Weird choice.
It was a training op, dress rehearsal for D-Day. They walked right into it. One mistake. Just that one mistake.
Ike, you have to stop doing this to yourself. What's done is done.
Group Captain Dr. James Stagg, here at the express request of General Eisenhower.
Do we have a date yet for the invasion, sir?
D-Day is in 61 hours from now. This is the largest seaborne invasion in history. Fate of the war, thousands of lives hinge on this. I need a forecast.
Thank you, Josh. That's enough.
Man, you know,
it looks great, doesn't it?
Instantaneously. When the actor is so good at it that he makes you forget you're looking at a guy that looks nothing like Dwight Eisenhower.
And
right?
I did a little research. It's vague because it's not out yet. But really, the theme of the picture is that if we don't pull off D-Day on that day, we're going to lose the war. And he has to bring in the best meteorologist in Britain to tell him the weather report so they can plan how to do
in.
It.
I am.
Doesn't it
all
sound
in.
Great?
I think it sounds like a phenomenal story. Great.
I can't
great.
Wait. I can't wait. And I love that people, you know, when you bring back a World War II story, those stories are dying with people every day.
Yeah. And I think that it's still, when it comes to, you know, compelling drama, that it's tough to beat that. And I love everything about the coverage of D-Day because it just was, you know, when you really talk about the greatest generation and the sacrifices that were made, and you forget how many great minds were involved with the American military and still are. Hopefully, they're not being run out of the military.
The
now.
Weird thing is, because of them, they've worked together in the past, is that General Patton is played by Pauly Shore.
There you go. Yeah. That's a great choice there. Fantastic.
Did
choice.
You get my text that Patton was on TCM the other night? I hope you got a chance to look. Oh, I texted you that it was
all
on.
All right. They well, you made me want to do it. Here we go. I'll use these glasses as
thank
my
you.
Binoculars.
Good, right? good,
see
good.
If I can get the right reflection. Tommel, you magnificent bastard. I read your book.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Greatest movie ever made.
Let's close with this. A reporter from Australia had to apologize because she did a live spot that she didn't realize was coming, and she had been celebrating before her live spot. This is great because this is someone who's drunk that's trying so hard not to look drunk. So let's take
literally,
a look at this lady.
The price of coffee over here is actually fine. It's more the price of coffee in the US that we are going to have to get used to. I'm not sure about the iguanas. Where are we going with that one? But anyway, let's get into today's sport because there is plenty happening back home. We're going to start off with some actual Brisbane Broncos gearing from the actually their trip to the US, the UK rather, because Reece Walsh has stolen the show. Of course, did that in the last year's Ashes series, crowning for four tries and claiming England's fans. But returned to the UK just 3 months following that UK club challenge.
Don't drink when you're going to be on that show.
I was going to say, go ahead and check your book, your date book, to make sure you don't have a live cutaway before you have that 10th beer.
Oi, oi, oi.
As big as avocados, I don't know about that.
All right, we never got to this today. This is fermented tofu.
Yeah.
And we there was one of our guys just dropped the ball on the Feastables from Mr. Beast. We're going to do a little taste test on those, and my son's very excited. Josh and Rob did it. I'm sorry. I didn't apologize. I
hope you had a song to write.
I'll give you an update. And I had a needle in my arm, and Josh, I think it's taken. I think it's actually working. I really do.
It really will.
That's exciting. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode, and say hi to Julia for me, Rob Spiewak, for Josh and Rob. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Feastable Beastables.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
If it'll help the show, I can get even fatter.
You can't keep getting away with it! You can't keep getting away with it!
And remember, we're not happy until you're not happy.